Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. This is edition number 2247 and it was recorded on Thursday the 9th of November 2023. Welcome from me, Ruth Murray, and today I am joined by Paul Henderson. Today we have our usual mix of items, news from the city, some letters to the evening news and two features. We send a warm welcome to two new listeners this week. Hello to David Applegate from Taverham and Maureen Hayes from Norwich. We hope you enjoy the programme. Immediately after this week's recording, we also have one of our monthly magazines, Norwich Citizen, with the winter 2023 edition. So keep listening at the end of Chatterbox.
Hello everyone. We start with our first batch of news items, which have a decidedly soggy theme about them. As Storm Babette brought flooding and disruption to Norfolk, some places experienced a record-breaking month of rainfall. Dan Holly, a meteorologist at Norwich-based WeatherQuest, revealed in a post on X, formerly Twitter, the areas of East Anglia that had had their wettest October on record in 2023. In Norfolk, the locations were the seaside town of Cromer and Houghton Hall near Fakenham. Records were also set in Suffolk at Broom's Barn, Cavendish, Charlesfield, Santon Downham and Wattisham. The Cambridgeshire locations were the Cambridge National Institute of Agricultural Botany and Wittering. Despite East Anglia having near average sunshine last month, it was the wettest October overall for the region since 2000. Storm Babette caused disruption across Norfolk, with some areas still dealing with the impact a fortnight on, and Storm Kieran got November off to a rainy and windy start.
Highways bosses investigating why part of the A47 kept flooding hope repairs to a damaged water pipe should prevent a repeat this winter. Teams have been on standby ready to pump away excess water should an issue which has caused major disruption and delay happen again. The road to the west of Norwich between Easton and Honingham has flooded four times in recent weeks, and after Storm Babette swept the county, it was completely shut for hours, twice. The flooding, unprecedented in the area, coincided with contractors for National Highways carrying out preparatory work on surrounding land ahead of dualling of the road between Easton and North Tuddenham. National Highways insisted the flooding was not connected with that work, but launched an investigation. That identified a damaged pipe on private land as contributing to standing water on the road.
A man whose Hemsby clifftop home teeters on the edge is taking the government to court over its unlawful climate adaptation plans. Maram's resident, Kevin Jordan, filed a legal challenge at the High Court, requesting a judicial review of the government's National Adaptation Programme, claiming his and others' lives are at risk as the climate crisis worsens. Mr. Jordan is joined in the suit by the environmental justice group Friends of the Earth and a disability rights activist from Yorkshire. Mr. Jordan and the other claimants argue that the National Adaptation Programme breaches the Climate Change Act 2008, as it fails to set out lawful adaptation objectives and fails to consider and publish an assessment of the risks to the delivery of the plans and policies included. DEFRA has denied any wrongdoing and refused to disclose key documents requested. Over the past 10 years, Mr. Jordan has seen 17 of his neighbours' homes claimed by the sea. Now his home is at risk. The new chairman and Maram's resident Simon Measures said, "We fully support Kevin in this civil action. There are many people living here on the Marams who just feel ignored by the authorities. We live in constant worry about the future of our homes and our village. We will not be ignored any longer."
Ongoing work to build what will be the single largest wind farm in the world off the North Norfolk coast has been blamed for destroying one of the region's rivers. Works on the Hornsea 3 offshore wind farm project began earlier this year, carving a 33-mile long and 262 feet wide trench through the North Norfolk countryside as part of a major cable route. It will connect up to 231 turbines with the potential to power 3 million homes to the national grid at the Norwich Main 400 kilovolt substation between Swordston and Stoke Holy Cross. But environmental experts and locals have accused Ørsted, the Danish state-owned company behind the £8 billion project, of ruining a Norfolk River in the name of creating green energy by polluting it with tons of sediment known as silt. The River Glaven is a 10-mile-long river that flows from Selbrig Pond near Holt out into the sea at Blakeney Point. Professor Carl Sayer, a freshwater scientist and member of the River Glaven Conservation Group, has said that soil dug up to create the trenches for the cable route has been carried by surface runoff into recent heavy rain and deposited into the river. Kate Dixon, who owns Thornage Watermill on the River Glaven, said the river has been absolutely ruined and is now unrecognisable. "I'm desperately upset because where I live is ruined," she said. A spokesperson for Ørsted said, "Recent extreme weather, including Storm Babbitt, has caused widespread disruption across the region. We are aware that there are pre-existing flooding issues locally with a number of contributing factors. As a responsible developer, we take potential impacts of any works we carry out very seriously. We are closely working with our contractors, the Environment Agency, and other local stakeholders to thoroughly investigate the events."
A furious political row has broken out after a Norfolk MP blamed the County Council for not doing enough to stop the devastating impact of this week's floods. Duncan Baker, Tory MP for North Norfolk, has accused Conservative-run Norfolk County Council of not spending enough money on measures that might have prevented damage to people's home and property. But he, in turn, has come under fire, with critics saying he is overlooking the financial pressure on the authority and the huge volumes of cash required, which would have to come from his own government. The row comes after Norfolk was battered by two storms in recent weeks, leaving large areas of the county underwater, with homes and businesses flooded. On a visit to some of the villages affected, Mr. Baker said, "I'm really cross about it. There's not enough being done. I would call on Norfolk County Council to put more money into flooding. The County Council needs to fund flooding response better. They need more members of staff tackling this." Over the last few weeks, I have had people in Sheringham who were flooded in 2020 who have still not been supported by the County Council, who still have not had fitments such as doorway barricades put in to help them. This is now a major issue that is affecting residents in Norfolk. Mr. Baker said County Hall, which is the responsible authority for flooding, had previously promised to seek funding for flood protection grants, which would help people protect their homes with things like flood doors and air brick covers. But 3 years after serious flooding in 2020, Mr. Baker said his residents still had not been offered any support.
The farmer being paid about £1 million to stop having pigs on his land, to unlock the building of thousands of new homes, does not own the animals there, it has emerged. But the leader of the South Norfolk Council, which has led on the controversial deal, has defended the agreement, insisting it is vital to reduce the amount of nutrients flowing into Norfolk's waterways and get house building moving again. As previously reported, council officers have struck a deal that the farmland on the outskirts of Norwich cannot be used for pig farming. That is to help overcome a limbo which has stopped authorities making decisions over new housing for 8 months. It does this by offsetting the polluting impact of the new homes on rivers by removing a comparative amount of pollution produced by the pigs. Farmer James Daniels is being compensated by Norfolk Environmental Credits Limited, a joint venture between Norfolk Councils and Anglian Water, in return for not having pigs on his land close to the rivers Yare and Tass. But it has emerged the pigs on the land off Marshall Farm Road near Caister St Edmund do not belong to Mr Daniels. They belong to Norfolk Free Range Limited, owned by Downham Market-based farmers Steve and Sally Ann Hart, who rent the land from him. The Daily Mail reported that Mr Hart had said he had not heard from Mr Daniels about what would now happen to his pigs. He did not want to comment further when contacted by the EDP. With Norfolk Free Range having more than 40 sites around Norfolk, it raised the prospect that the pigs could just be moved elsewhere.